It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And good morning. Welcome in. I got Kyle Bailey joining me as she does every week. Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Mary's our go-to expert for what's really happening in the Douglas County real estate market. That goes from education and strategy to what's new on the market and which homes you can tour this weekend. So welcome back.
Well, welcome again to our listeners, and good morning, everyone out there. And thank you, Kyle. It's always great to be in the studio with you.
All right.
So, yes, a lot of homeowners assume winter is a slow or bad time to sell. But the truth is, winter can be one of the smartest times to sell if you're prepared. So buyers are out shopping this time of year. They tend to be serious, motivated, and ready to act. So today, I want to walk through 8 winter-specific tips that can truly make a difference.
I don't have a drum roll, but here we go. Tip number one, focus on curb appeal.
Yeah, so even in winter, first impressions matter. So clear your walkways, trim back dead landscaping, and make sure your front entry feels welcoming.
And tip number two, make the exterior safe.
Yes, ice, snow, and wet walkways are a turnoff and a liability. So clear the driveways and walkways and make sure steps and railings feel secure.
Tip number three, create warmth inside.
Yes, so declutter, deep clean, and add cozy touches like neutral throw blankets or pillows. If you have a fireplace, it can be a great focal point during showings.
Number four, add living elements.
Yeah, so these are indoor plants or simple greenery can bring warmth and life into a home during colder months.
How about tip number five, light it up.
Absolutely. Shorter days mean lighting matters more than ever. So clean those windows, replace burnt bulbs, and turn on all the lights for showing so the home feels bright and inviting.
Good idea. Tip number six, keep the home comfortably warm.
Yes, a cold house never sells well, so buyers should feel comfortable the moment they walk in.
Tip number seven, be flexible with showings.
Yeah, winter buyers move quickly, so saying yes to showings, even during busy schedules, can be the difference between selling and sitting.
Tip number eight, be mindful of scent.
Yeah, so avoid heavy candles or perfumes. Clean, neutral scents work best, so subtle notes like vanilla or citrus can help, but less is more. And the big takeaway is this. Winter buyers are real buyers. So, and homes that are priced right and well-presented absolutely sell this time of year.
And gosh, all these ideas would be perfect for your home, even if you weren't selling it, just to, get your house clean for the weekend
or
whatever.
That's called the joy factor. When you come home, you can enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about what's happening locally, how this week compared to last week.
Yeah, so here's a week-over-week snapshot of what we're seeing in Douglas County. So new listings this week is 44. That's up from 22 in the prior week. Back on the market listings, we had 18 come back on this week. That's down from 29 in the prior week. Bumpable listings, we're seeing more of these transactions hit. So 4 this week, that's up from 2. And what that means are more sellers are considering allowing buyers to get their home sold and accepting that offer, waiting for that buyer to sell their house. Look, moving on to price changes, we had 43. That's down from 53 in the prior week. Pending sales, love seeing this number tick up to 31. That's up from 28 in the prior week. Closed sales for the week is 24. That's also a jump from 17 in the prior week. And we saw 4 listings that did not expire. That's down significantly from the 11 in the prior week. So what this tells us is that momentum has returned after the holidays. More homes are hitting the market. Buyers are writing offers and fewer listings are expiring. And from a big picture perspective, inventory sits just under 5 months and the median price is holding steady at around $329,000. So homes that are priced correctly are moving while overpriced homes are adjusting. And we consider this a balanced market, which creates opportunity on both sides when you have the right strategy.
Wow, a lot of good advice there. Let's take a look at the newest listings that came on the market this week.
Yeah, so just not too far from the news station, 413 Northeast Boston Street in Roseburg. This came on the market this week at $185,000. This is a 2-bedroom, 1-bath home, 660 4 square feet on 0.12 acres. This is a charming cottage. It sits on a corner lot that's close to downtown, the library, and the South Umpqua River. The zoning's mixed use, so it does offer flexibility for homeowners or investors. The listing agent is Nancy Wood with Oregon Life Homes.
All right, what if you wanted something maybe a little bigger?
Yeah, so check this out. This is just on your way to Garden Valley at 210 Palomino Avenue in Roseburg. This is offered for sale at $725,000. This is a three-bedroom, two-bath, single-level home, just over 2,300 square feet on 0.61 acres. This is got RV parking. It also has that detached shop that a lot of people are looking for, and covered patios. So perfect for buyers wanting space and functionality. This is listed with Lacey Williams at True Blood Real Estate.
And here's a street I don't remember hearing about.
Well, yeah. Basil Street's right next to Time Street. So if you like to cook, you might want to pick this house.
You are kidding, right?
I'm not kidding. It's a neighborhood that has Basil and Time. So anyways, this is at 1570 West Basil Street in Roseburg, offered for sale at $499,000. This is a three-bedroom, two-bath home, 1,566 square feet on 0.23 acres. This house was built in 2015. It's got an open layout, fenced yard, RV parking that a lot of people like to have, and workshop space. Listing agent is Angel Smith at True Blood Real Estate.
So what if you wanted maybe a little over an acre on a bigger home?
Yeah, so...
Oh, and a river possibly too.
Potentially the North Umpqua, right? So
yeah.
Check out 375 Acorn Drive. Out North Bank Road, this is offered for sale at $875,000. This is a three-bedroom, three-bath home, 3,200 square feet on 1.17 acres. Definitely North Umpqua River frontage. It's got private river access. This is a really cool contemporary-style home with radiant floor heating, stunning views, a true lifestyle property. Listed with Shane Mast and Kim Weaver at Oregon Life Homes.
All right, let's talk open houses.
Open houses. So we've got some open houses today and Saturday. Today, Friday, January 16th, we have 331 Northeast Laurel Avenue in Myrtle Creek. This is a really affordable home at $265,000. It's a three-bedroom, one-bath, just over 1,137 square feet on 0.11 acres. It's open today from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. The host is Eric Ott with the Mary Gilbert Group and Keller Williams. And also today from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. out in Sutherland, 1907 West Duke Road. This is offered for sale at $575,000. It's a nice and spacious three-bedroom, two-bath home, over 2,100 square feet on 1.66 acres. So it's got room for a shop, room for that in-ground pool. I don't know. You could do a lot of things with that size of lot.
All right. What about Saturday open houses?
So Saturday, we have 165 Daniel Drive in Winston. This house is $455,000. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath home with just over 2,000 square feet on 0.17 of an acre. This house is open on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and the host is Brent Yop with Windermere Real Estate.
What about one in Hillcrest?
So, yeah, 1584 Northwest Avery Street, $669,000. This is a four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath home, just under 2,700 square feet on 0.28 acres. This house was also on Realtor's Tour today, and I understand there's over $100,000 of improvements into it. So might be a good one to check out. It's open from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. tomorrow, and the host is Deb Moore with Curico Real Estate.
All right, and a couple more.
Yeah, 1821 Northwest Selwood Street, $749,000, three-bedroom, three-and-a-half-bath, over 3,500 square feet on 0.22 acres. This is over in Hillcrest, hard to come by. Check it out, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Fisher Road area, 598 Winter Creek Lane, $849,900. This is four bedrooms, two-and-a-half-baths, 2,200 square feet on 5 acres. Check it out tomorrow tomorrow, Saturday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and you'll see Lisa Olivan out there with REMAX.
Wow, a great breakdown as always. A lot really happening in January.
There really is, and whether you're buying, selling, or just planning ahead, understanding the market can give you confidence. And anyone listening can reach out to us at 541-366-6080 or visit us online at marygilbert.com.
All right, Mary Gilbert and the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. That wraps up Local Real Estate Today. It's 9 o'clock.